Wonder Where Wisdom Begins. In 1927, author Virginia Woolf took a long evening walk to buy a pencil. In her essay, Street Haunting, A London Adventure, Woolf describes the thoughts that went through her mind along the way. Who are these people in the streets? Where do they live? How would my life change if I wore this pearl necklace? Wandering stretches the body and the mind. As you wander, you naturally begin to wonder about the world around you. When is the last time you wandered around your city? Have you ever spent an evening wondering beneath the stars? Many of our world's inventions and advancements started out as questions that people with curious minds had. The Wright brothers wondered how birds flew. Edward Jenner wondered how to prevent smallpox. When Einstein couldn't find a teaching job, he wondered what to do with his life. Wonderopolis, an educational site for children, describes the connection between curiosity and wisdom. An open, wondering mind is a common quality shared by inventors. Do you Google the answer to a question the moment it pops into your head? With the advancement of science, cell phones, and search engines, wondering may become a lost art. To keep wonder alive, many companies and schools have joined a movement called Genius Hour. During a set amount of time, for example 1 hour per week, students or employees explore their own curiosities. Genius Hour has resulted in many inventions, including Post-it notes and Gmail. We already know how to land on the moon and build a 3,000-foot skyscraper. What mysteries are left unsolved? Instead of Googling this answer, take a moment to think about it. You could even take this question for a walk.